Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right. Now, let's start with the Jonathan Kuminga stuff that Bobby said. It sounds to me, and I know moments ago we were like, man, the longer this takes, I feel like I sort of lean more towards sign and trade. And I stand by that read, however, with a slight adjustment in that listening to Bobby talk about this, I just don't know. This feels like a huge spider web for Kuminga, for Cam Thomas. There are a bunch of players around
Josh
the league.
Giddey.
Yep. These restricted free agents. It's like, and he said it. He goes, my read is this is a terrible time to be a restricted free agent. I just don't even know where any of these guys are supposed to go to create the leverage that they so sorely need in these conversations to actually make something happen. Because I think when we think about Jonathan and the Warriors, all we do, and we're fans, so I get it, but we think about it in like, okay, sign and trade, you could take a player back, and even though it's 50 cents on the dollar, maybe you create some more room. None of us think about the fact that there's an acquiring team that would need to lock Jonathan in for 3 years minimum. And Jonathan's not going to want to do that for a janky number. So, like, I don't know, man. This qualifying offer thing is really interesting because I didn't even think of that as a possibility, but I don't even know what the hell other option there is for everybody here.
Well, the other option is, outside of a sign and trade, the other option is to give him a long-term deal, 3 or 4 years, but like you're saying, if it's a janky number, if they offer him 4 and 60, let's just throw that out there as a janky low ball. I mean, low ball, I'd take 15 a year, but if you're Kuminga, you look at that and you say, no, thank you. I'd rather play for 7.9 and then be unrestricted and go out there. And I would think that at that point, I'm going to get more than $52 million over the next 3 years because I'm young, I'm him, I'm that guy.
You would think the problem for Jonathan in that scenario is you are then, even if just for a year, you're about to be, imagine it, you're about to be an unrestricted free agent, which means you're in a contract year, and you want to put up all of the numbers that then present you to the world as best as possible, and you are entrusting that to the Golden State Warriors, who aren't really big on playing you.
They aren't, but, you know, I also take them at their word, and I also believe if I'm Jonathan Kuminga, I look at this upcoming year and I think, oldest.
Sure.
They're all not playing 82, okay. So I'm gonna get my touches no matter what.
But when you say, I would love for you to explain to everybody what you mean, because I know exactly what you mean. When you say I'm gonna take the Warriors at their word, what do you mean?
I mean, Steve Kerr has come out and said, you know, with a training camp and Jimmy around, darn it, we're gonna do our level best. And I take Steve Kerr at his word. I've never played for him. I've only interviewed him 74 different times, and I do think that he does what he says, and he says what he does. And I also believe that Jonathan Kuminga is a good enough player to where you're going to want to play him. You're not going to give him 82 DNPs. You're going to play him.
No, of course not.
Maybe he won't get the kind of touches you want and the piece in the athletic. He wants to be a one. He wants to be an all-star, and he wants all these things. I believe that as well. So I don't think that Jonathan would take a look at a contract 4 years and $60 million and say, yeah, let's do that. I think that he'd be like, nah, I'm just going to play on my QO, my qualifying offer, and, you know, I'll suck it up for one more year, and then we'll go out there, and then I'm going to make you pay.
Here's what I'm going to say about what Steve Kerr told us. I'm not taking him at his word, but I'm telling you I don't think that will work. Flatly, period, unequivocally, firmly, that will not work. This whole idea of I'm going to go into training camp and we're going to figure out how to play together as if it's something that's solely because y'all need more time together, it's not just that. It's not just time. You would all need a different skill set and a different mental approach to the game. That's what you would need for this to work. So, like, I flatly reject this idea that if the Warriors just had a training camp with all of their guys that they had last year, then it would have been different. Never forget that when Jonathan Kuminga got healthy, they did insert him into the lineup. And after watching that for a number of weeks, they decided, how about no? We're out. We don't even want to play him at all. Like, this is not just a matter of let's all get together in the sandbox and figure out a mathematical equation. The bottom line is a very big piece of this is not X's and O's of basketball. It's X's and O's of their own opinions. Jonathan wants the ball. You can't have it here. And they ran into one another. They butted heads on this. There's no question. There's no question. This is not just like, oh, we didn't have the time and he was hurt. No, they butted heads. This is in print already by now. We know this. There were times where Jonathan decided, I'm going to take the ball and I'm going to the hole outside of what the Warriors wanted him to do offensively. And I would argue that it's only going to get worse if you stick him in a scenario where it's like, we'll give you $8 million and a whole year to prove to the world what you're worth. And Jonathan's now suddenly just going to pass? And Steve's just going to put him out there for 30 minutes? I don't buy it.
Well, you may not have a choice. And so when you start
you
to
got
go...
got a choice.
Well, yeah. I mean, what is your choice? Because you...
do it exactly the same way you did it last year.
Right. And you can have him be a distraction, and you can go to him when you have another player who's injured and all the rest of it. And it's not ideal. And ultimately, Kuminga is a guy who can help you win. He's a player who, when he's right... and when he's doing the things that make him a great player, he can help you be a good team and he can help you win. And I look at the scenario that you're in right now. It's July 2nd and the market is not great. Bobby Marks just said that. And he also named other restricted free agents who are in his same boat. And he mentioned Cam Thomas, who averaged 24 a game last year for Brooklyn. And he's unsigned. Josh Giddey got traded to Chicago. His off-court troubles are behind him. He's unsigned.
Played really well, too.
Right. He's a better player than Kuminga, and he's not getting...
well, they've proven more. They've got...
fine.
Yes.
I think that he's fine. Whatever you think Kuminga's going to be, it's conjecture. I think Kuminga has a higher ceiling than Josh Giddey, but right now, Josh Giddey has been better. Cam Thomas has been better. These restricted free agents have not gotten contracts because what Bobby Marks told us is true. Teams don't have money, and... even the teams that are looking to re-sign their own, like Josh Giddey in Chicago, they haven't done it. And so Kuminga's in a spot where the offer that he wants is not out there. And the offer that the Warriors want to give him, he probably won't want to accept. So if those things are true and there's no sign and trade that materializes, then what are we even talking about?
Yeah, well, I tell you what we're talking about. Like, I'm with all of your analysis right there 100%. However... Jonathan just taking the qualifying offer, I understand it creates some leverage to a degree, right? He gets to say, no, you can't trade me. I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
That's a game changer.
Yep.
You sign the qualifying offer. He plays next year for $7.9 million. you can't trade him essentially unless he approves it just for that year. So there's some leverage there, which means he can automatically just ride that thing to free agency if he wants. But there's two problems with that. One, again, that's turning the keys to his career over to the Warriors, who I bet he at minimum sort of kind of doesn't trust with that, at minimum. And the other issue with that is you are, in effect, turning down millions of dollars as a 22, 23-year-old and risking injury in a free agent year. You just watched a bunch of people have major injuries in this league. And I know we're all like, well, none of them are 22. Actually, James Wiseman was. So, like, it happens. And that's a risk. Yep. Like, even if the Warriors are offering you a bum number that you don't like, hey, Jonathan, 3 years and $36 million. You could be like, that's offensive.
That's going to be a no
except,
from me.
Except you are turning down $28 million guaranteed dollars as a person who's never made humongous, I mean, obviously great money, but has not made big NBA money yet. That's a consideration. That's hard to do.
It is hard to do, but when you are that young and you've already reportedly turned down a 5-year, $150 million contract, and I would love to...
I don't buy that either.
Well, do you think he was offered a contract last offseason?
I think he was maybe offered a... Maybe.
Okay.
But not that number. I don't buy
Put
that
Put aside
number.
The number. Do you think that the Warriors last year, when they had a chance to do what every other rookie in his class got, except for Giddey and a few others, do you think that the Warriors went to him with a rookie extension? I believe that they did. They did it to Moses. Moses got 3 years and 39. And I would imagine Kuminga got a bigger number than that offered to him, and they turned it down. And here we are a year later. And I don't believe that whatever the offer was, 5 and 150, that could be hooey. We don't really know. But whatever the offer was, what they're offering now is significantly lower.
Absolutely.
And you're Kuminga.
They don't even have that number anymore.
And you feel like you've been kind of held down, and he's right to think that. He hasn't gotten to play consistently a lot in the ankle and the DNPs and all the rest of it. And so I can't see him going back and saying, 3 and 36. I like the guaranteed money. I'll do it. You guys get me for 3 more years to not play me.
Look, this stuff happens. It happens in sports. You know what I mean? I know we love it when dudes bet on themselves. You know, I remember when Joe Flacco did that the year that the Ravens beat the Niners in the Super Bowl. He turned down a big deal, and then he went and won the Super Bowl, and he cashed the freak in.
Yep.
So we love those stories. Oh, man, he bet on himself. You know how many people have bet on themselves and left millions and millions of dollars on the table? And this appears to be one of them. Although I don't even know that Jonathan Kuminga, I know there's been a lot of talk about it. I know there's been reports. I've seen equal number of reports that were like the Warriors never even made him an official offer. I don't know what actually happened last season. I do know that the Warriors had a lot more money to play with then before they acquired Jimmy Butler. They don't even have that money now. So that's off the table. And quite frankly, the restricted free agency situation that these players are falling into was predictable. So I would argue, dude, I don't know this, but if he was offered 5 years and anything north of 100, forget 150, if he was offered the Jabari Smith contract last offseason and he turned it down, his agent should be fired. Knowing that everybody knew there wasn't a lot of cap space. Everybody knew that it was not going to be a major spending offseason because of the new CBA. So if he turned that down, it was a terrible decision.
By the way, really quick, guys, playing out what Bobby Marks was talking about in terms of, like, if Kuminga takes the qualifying offer, which is $7.9 million, and that's what's made him a restricted free agent, if he tries to, like, you know, stick it to the Warriors and just play on that $7.9 to then become a free agent next year, even though he has the right to shut down any trade, even if the Warriors find a trade that Kuminga approves of, that's only $8 million of contract that you can move, and you're still not getting anything of really any value back in return.
Yep.
So it'd be similar to signing and trading him right now where you can't fully capitalize on his value.
But I think the bigger news for Warrior fans right now is if he were to do that, and I have no idea what his willingness is, but if he were to do that, that would in effect maximize what the Warriors do have to spend on other players.
Right.
It would knock it up in the neighborhood of $14 or $15 million that they could go out and spend on players right now. And you heard him say Al Horford would be no more than about half that.
Yep, 5 to 7. So you could get, you know, Kuminga on the qualifying. You could get Horford and get another guy for 8 or 9.
And Melton.
Perhaps, yeah. I mean, he made more than that last year, but he probably will be in that range.
He blew his leg up, though.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
And just, you know, hearing Grandy, and that was a great insert right there. For me, it makes more sense than for the Warriors to sign Jonathan Kuminga to an offer that maybe is a little bit richer than what they would be more comfortable with in order to then trade him at the deadline. That way, if you, let's just play this out, and you sign Kuminga to a 3-year, $60 million deal.
Oh boy.
Even though you'd be happier paying him less.
I don't even think they can fit that. He said right now the number that the Warriors have is maybe somewhere in that
15-17
range max. Yeah,
they do have his bird rights, yep. And so you're allowed to go over the cap.
Right, but,
accordingly, yeah. All I'm saying is if you did that, then, and you know, you could structure it to where it's 17, 21, and then 26, and you know, you would have that number to trade at the deadline bigger than what a 7.9 qualifying offer would be.
Right, but again, I find this all so dangerous because what all of these scenarios call for are for the Warriors and Kuminga to work together. That's what all of them call for. You know what I mean? You want to trade him at the deadline? You're going to need to maximize his value. You want to be an unrestricted free agent? He's going to want to maximize his value. How do we do that? How do you do it? How do you get Kuminga's number at 25 points a game when clearly, whether you buy it or not, the Warriors do not believe that that's their path to winning? So how do you do it? And I think that's why we're sitting here on Wednesday night with no resolution. This calls for these two sides to work together and sort of be on the same page. And they never have been. And I don't think they ever will be, which is why I've been willing to find a new home for him, even if it means taking back less and something that's not as fun and not as talented and all of that, because it's like, I know what he can do. I know what the draw is to his skill set, but if you're not going to use it, it's a waste. You know what I mean? It's like Jay Leno's cars. I've never understood it. You can go spend $1 billion on your cars. If they just sit in the garage all day, what are you doing with them? That's what this is. I could argue that Jonathan Kuminga is worthless to the Warriors if they're not going to play him.
Well, if they're not going to play him,
right.
That's a little too dramatic. Because
why?
They did play him, and think about 82 games.
And they didn't like it.
Well, they didn't yike it.
Yeah.
And that wasn't throughout the course of the year. When Jimmy Butler came while he was hurt, then he didn't play as much. But before Jimmy came, you played him a lot,
right,
and you started him.
But
and
nothing pre-Jimmy matters anymore.
Right, but think
it's
about
totally irrelevant.
Okay, so Jimmy's here, and you've got Steph, Draymond, and Jimmy, and an 82-game schedule. And you know that Steph, Draymond, and Jimmy aren't going to play all 82, so now you've got not only minutes in games, but games without some of them that you're going to need to have somebody with the ha-ha out there.
Right, but
so there still is a role for Kuminga.
But is Jonathan interested in that? See, I don't feel like that. He does not trust the Warriors with that. There's no interest in being the like, hey, will you play when Jimmy load manages? And then we'll get me because, and by the way, I'm not going to divulge any names, but this was said to me from inside the Warrior organization. And it wasn't necessarily just about Jonathan. It's about young players who are heading toward free agency. I think that they hesitate. If you say to them, and I think this has happened, if you say to them, hey, we can, like, there is absolutely a role for you, Jonathan, and it's an important one. It is off the bench, and we will feature you when Jimmy is off the floor or Steph is off the floor, and so we want you to go hard for those 16 minutes a night, and you will get the ball for 16 minutes a night. The problem that a free agent has in doing that, the second they step on the floor, it affects their points per game. If they play 1 minute,
I get it. Yep.
It goes down on their stats. And those stats come up in negotiations. And so they literally don't want to do that. Jonathan is sitting here looking at unrestricted free agency next year, and what he literally wants is he wants 30 minutes a night. And if he doesn't get 30 minutes a night, the idea of getting 15 minutes a night is almost worse than getting 0 minutes, because 0 minutes doesn't affect your stats.
Right, but unfortunately, he's not in control of his playing time, nor is he in control of his situation, because he is a first-round pick, and he didn't get the rookie extension, and so now he's sitting there with a qualifying offer that he can either sign or not sign. And if he doesn't sign it, then he gets 0 minutes a night, and he doesn't get to play basketball. And I might have been a question for Bobby, but it feels so outlandish. Like, if he doesn't sign it and he sits out the year, does he then become unrestricted? I would imagine the answer is yes.
Yeah.
I don't think that he has to, like, report and play. Like, in the NFL, if you don't play by week 10, then you don't get credit for the year, blah, blah, blah. But I think that Kuminga's in a spot where, and the Warriors are there too. The Warriors don't want him to come back disgruntled and be 20 minutes, 25 minutes off the bench. Nobody wants that. But if you're the Warriors and you don't have a sign and trade partner and you don't have an offer that you want to extend to him long term that he'll sign, then you may just have to swallow hard, and both sides may just have to deal with it.
Bobby Marks, ESPN, on Kuminga's leverage.
He's got no leverage. I mean, the only leverage he has right now is to sign the qualifying offer at $7.9 million and then try and go out in free agency next offseason here. When you look at the landscape of the league right now, I mean, it took Milwaukee waiving Damian Lillard and paying him $25 million over the next 5 years just to create cap space. Of course, there's the sign-and-trade mechanism here, but that requires cooperation from Golden State as far as what salaries they would want to take back in a deal here. So I think that's, you know, I think there's, if he's going to be on a long-term contract, it's going to be basically on the terms of the Warriors as far as what that number could be. And what happens with Kuminga dictates what your flexibility is also with what you have, you know, whether it's your tax mid-level exception or maybe you have your full mix exception here.
Okay, so Warriors in complete control. Kuminga has no leverage. Warriors, if there was a sign and trade, this is totally, it's not based on Kuminga. It's based on the salary slot that would be coming back in return. An acquiring team would need to sign Kuminga to at least a 3-year deal. And you would think that that would need to be at least at $15 or $20 million a year, or would Kuminga even be interested in it? That all leads Marks to say this.
The market tells you it's not a good time to be a restricted free agent. That's what the market tells you. I think if you're trying to bring back Kuminga and you're also trying to get big, whether it be a player like Al Horford, for example, you know, you're probably your threshold as far as a new contract is, I don't know, 16, 18, maybe could you get closer to 20? That's probably where, you know, you're probably your walkaway number would be.
Okay. So literally he almost had to grit his teeth to get out the idea that the Warriors would even consider $20 million a year.
That would be close to the walkaway number. And I threw out Santi Aldama, who signed with Memphis, re-signed, and he's getting 17 and change million per year. And Kuminga's better with more upside and the rest of it. But that's why I asked him about the market. And he said the market's not good. This is not a good time to be a free agent, restricted or otherwise. So all of the things that line up in Jonathan Kuminga's purview, they're all against him. The only thing that is for him is that he's young and he's got tremendous upside. The market is down. The team has his rights. The sign and trade market is not great. All the things that you would want as a 22-year-old Kuminga, almost none of them are in play.
Bobby also opened my eyes to something that I didn't realize. We kind of tossed it around again in our way yesterday when Duncan Robinson officially went to the Pistons. We didn't realize when that broke that that was technically a sign-and-trade. Now, of course, not as much money comes back to Miami in that transaction, but Bobby said that that transaction probably takes Miami out of this conversation.
The Duncan Robinson sign-and-trade with Detroit probably, I don't want to say eliminate or would eliminate Miami. I think you kind of rule them out of the equation, especially where if you're trying to get a third team involved, and if that third team is in Brooklyn to take back more money, you saw what the Nets did over the last couple of days, that their cap space is certainly shrinking.
Okay, so we've all talked about the Nets, their cap space is going away. We've all talked about the Heat, this deal probably eliminates them, not for sure, but probably eliminates them. Now we're down to the Chicago Bulls.
Yep.
Or maybe not.
Well, and Bobby talked about Chicago and their expirings, and I'm just looking at it here. You got Vucevic, Kevin Herter, Zach Collins, and Kobe White, and also Dosunmu, all expiring at a various number. And Vucevic, we all were talking about him at the deadline and last offseason. He makes 21.5.
There you go.
So you want to sign and trade Kuminga and throw in Buttered or Moses to get 1 year of Vucevic? I mean,
I'd rather sign Al Horford.
Well, you'd bring in Horford too because he's also old. And so,
well, I mean
age wise, this is what we're talking about.
How many
though.
Stretch bigs do you want? You already have Quentin Post on the team. I don't think you want Vucevic and Al Horford and Quentin Post. I don't think you want any of that.
No.
I'd rather have Al Horford at $5.7 million than this idea of going to get Vucevic and giving up multiple players.
And that becomes, I think, the rat on the table brought to you by ATCO Pest Control. Thank you, Goo, for allowing me to borrow your bit. But can the Kuminga back to Golden State prospect really work? Because if it can, and Bobby said this as well, and you and I just kind of sussed it out, if Kuminga comes back on the qualifying offer and you agree that, all right, Jonathan, let's give it one more shot. You're going to play for 7.9 and then you're free to move about the country. And then you also bring in Horford and you bring in DeAnthony Melton. As a Warrior fan, how do you feel? I mean, how do you feel about that being your offseason?
Well,
knowing that Kuminga's gone for sure in the offseason.
Well, nothing's for sure.
Right. I mean, it could really magically work out and he could stay. You're right.
Like, he could be great and then the Warriors could offer him a 5-year, billion-dollar deal. Who knows?
But those three, if Kuminga played on the qualifying offer and you had that much room left and you got Horford for 6 and Melton for 8 and that's your offseason, how you feeling? At 888-957-9570.
Better.
Yeah.
Better. That's a better team.
Do you like that?
And they were already good.
Yeah.
I mean, again, my starting point is different than what it sounds like a lot of fans are. The Warriors are good. The Warriors are already good. Are they good enough? No, but they're good.
But your starting point also, if I'm hearing you right, is that the Kuminga back to Golden State is unfixable.
Well, he can be, again, it's not unfixable. Somebody's going to have to blink. It's unfixable if Jonathan is like, I am not happy unless I'm getting 30 minutes and the ball. Like, if that's what you want, as you know, I've said this a million times, that job's taken here. So everyone wants to make this nefarious. Everyone wants to, Kerr's an idiot. Everyone wants to do this. I don't even understand it. That job is taken here. Period. It's not, nobody's wrong. I get that Jonathan wants the job. I would want the job if I were him too. Job's not available here. And Steve is right. And Mike Dunleavy is right. And the Warriors are right to state that that job is taken here. And I would think that if any fan got their emotion out of them for a second, they would agree too. Nobody wants this to not be about Steph Curry. Yet that same fan who knows that this is about Steph Curry calls Kerr an idiot for not being able to integrate Jonathan Kuminga without acknowledging that what Jonathan Kuminga wants is Steph Curry's job.
Yeah, he wants a hybrid of Steph Curry and Jordan Poole and, you know, whatever other one out there. And I wonder if there's a way that they could make this work. And I think that's where a lot of Warrior fans are. It's, you know, Kuminga's good. He's really good. And why can't you make this work, Warriors? Like Steph and Draymond and Jimmy Butler and Steve Kerr and the coaching staff and everyone else. How come we can't just make this work where Kuminga can cook when you need him to cook? And for Kuminga, can you do all the little things that other players do so that when you're not cooking, you're still helping out? That's the part for me, and I'm putting maybe too much of my fan hat on, but I see the talent and the upside and the athleticism, and I think, guys, can't we all get along, both of you? Like, Kuminga, can you start to do some of the little things? And Steve, can you give him a little bit of a bigger role?
Well,
I'm not saying, like, Steph Curry, you go on the weak side while Jonathan gets the ha-ha, but for me, there's got to be a way that we can meet in the middle and make this work for 1 year.
And I hear you, but I actually don't think there is. Like, that's the other side to this. that I think it really gets kind of pushed to the side, which is that people want to make this about like, well, Kuminga's talented, so the Warriors should be able to figure out a way to get him in there. The skill set is what the skill set is. This is who he is. And that skill set is not ideal for the other skill sets that the Warriors have and employ. And this is not, I think it used to be an elephant in the room. It's not anymore. Draymond Green is a tough pair because he is brilliant defensively and has the ball in his hands almost as a point guard a lot on offense and sometimes hits threes, but is not someone that people need to guard at the three-point line. And add all of that uniqueness in, and what you get is someone that it can be difficult to pair with unless you're a really good three-point shooter. And Jonathan is not, at least not yet. He's an okay three-point shooter sometimes, but he's not a great one. He's not someone that people fear out there. And so I know what a lot of people will say then is, yeah, damn it, it's time to move on from Draymond Green. And you can feel that all that you want. The Warriors disagree.
Right.
Firmly.
Well, that ship has sailed.
And nobody can answer what the team would do defensively if he weren't on it.
Well, I can answer that.
They'd be awful.
Yeah, nothing.
Yeah.
The answer is nothing defensively.
They would be awful. So yeah. It is a conundrum that I feel, and this is why my opinions are what they are on this matter. It is a conundrum that I think a lot of Warrior fans have not acknowledged. But it is real. It is a very real conundrum. The triangle of Jonathan's skill set, Steph's skill set and standing, Draymond's skill set, and then Jonathan's desires for his future. All of these things are fair.
Right. When you add in
all fair.
Jimmy Butler's skill set, yes, as well, that makes it even more complicated because he plays a lot and he automatically becomes your B option. When Steph is on the floor, when Steph's not on the floor, then Butler is, and Butler's your option. So the thing you've always said about that job is not available, it stays with me, and I use that in other contexts because I think it's important to look at that as it pertains to Jonathan Kuminga. And the jobs that are available are jobs that he's not shown a great ability to or desire to actually go out there and do. And this is the conversation I have with people who talking like pods. What pods? Why does he love pods? And well, the jobs that pods does, taking charges and, you know, being grimy and being out there and being feisty and being an okay ball handler and not making mistakes, those are things that you can tolerate, even though he's not a great defender and he's not an absolute great finisher and all the rest of it. But the things he is good at, a lot of the other players, including Steph, they don't do.
Right. No.
Like he rebounds more than Kuminga. He takes charges more than Kuminga and
rebounds more than almost anybody on the team.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, you know, as far as like what jobs aren't taken, I don't know if Jonathan Kuminga, well, I know that he hasn't shown the desire or the ability to do those jobs.
Also, I know a lot of us are under the assumption that Jonathan wants to be on a different team this year, but I thought this was interesting from Bobby Marks, who sort of said, "Hold on, like, a sign and trade may not be great for Jonathan."
You know, sign and trades are interesting because you have to. It has to be a minimum of 3 years. So if you're Jonathan Kuminga, you want be locked into a contract for the next 3 years that you not to your liking, even though you'll maybe double what you get in a QO this year. Or you're, as I said, your best chance to just become an unrestricted free agent, you know, next offseason by signing that 1 year deal.
Okay, and I hope everybody gets that. When he says QO, he's talking about a qualifying offer that's $7.9 million. A sign and trade has to be at least 3 years, so you're locking up age 23, 24, 25 seasons. And you're locking it up at a number that, quite frankly, I bet Jonathan thinks is too low. And I want to point this out. Did you hear what Bobby said in here? If you were to do a sign and trade, he says Jonathan might be able to double your QO. Might get $16 million a year.
Right.
Like we have spent, and Warrior fans, you know this. You've spent the entire season talking about Jonathan at 30 or 35. Or maybe they could slum it down to 25.
That's what Bobby said to us 2 months ago.
Bobby, exactly. And now Bobby's telling you that if this guy goes, he might, and this is true for the Warriors too, he might be able to get 16 a year.
Yeah.
That right now sounds like that's the max.
Well, let's just say that he's able to get 16 a year. So it's 3 years and 48, and it's a sign and trade. So now you're getting $8 million in player coming back the other way. And if you look at who makes $8 million in the association, they're not a lot of terrific, impactful rotational players. So.
No, but it does open up that taxpayer mid-level to go. It more than doubles that money, so you right. have more money to spend on other guys.
But I do think you as a Warrior team would be better off just having Kuminga play on the QO, qualifying offer 7.9, and then adding two other players, and then, you know, dealing with the Kuminga thing down the road.
Oof.
I mean, for me, it's like,
I mean, honestly, it sounds to me like Bobby was trying to trend us toward the idea of everybody's just going to eventually give up and Jonathan plays for $7.9 million.
Right.
But if that's going to happen, hey, chop, chop. Like, that's the problem. The problem is that would be great for at least one thing with the Warriors, is it would give them a bunch of space to go get a couple other players that they could add to this. But how long does everybody wait? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like you could go sign those other guys now. Let's say you do go get Al Horford and DeAnthony Melton, and you're like, okay, we did this, and now, Jonathan, now we have nothing to offer you. So either you play on the QO or, I don't know, don't play at all. You know what I mean? Like, now you do that, and what's Jonathan's answer to that? So this might be what's going round and round right now, and I get why it's taken a long time, because it doesn't feel like any of the answers are very good.
They're not ideal, and this is where I think about the Warriors last offseason, and I don't believe they foresaw it going this way, and I don't know what they offered him last offseason, if they offered anything, and now we're getting mixed reports of he was offered 5 and 150. Other reports are, no, they didn't offer anything at all. That one I find hard to believe, but the fact that they didn't get this thing buttoned up last offseason has led them to be in this bit of a pickle. And I know his injury definitely complicated things.
For sure, for sure. And then here's the other thing to think about with the qualifying offer. I know you'll nail this. What has every Warriors reporter said of all the outcomes with Jonathan? The one that Joe Lacob absolutely does not want to do is what?
Them getting nothing for him.
There you go. And if he plays on the qualifying offer and becomes an unrestricted free agent next year, then what'd you do?
You probably got nothing for him.
There you go.
Other than a fifth season.
So I don't even know if I don't know, like, this is great for the Warriors. We get Jonathan to play for $8 million. I don't know if they feel that way. I think Joe Lacob would feel like an asset just got wasted.
Yes, you would get a fifth year from that asset. Yes. But the bigger point is you're in a spot. Regardless, if there's no sign and trade out there, and if you don't want to give him 3 years and 75, which would finish your offseason, so you don't want to give him a big contract, he wants that, you can't sign and trade him, theoretically, and even if you can, if that number that you're getting back is not significant, you're kind of in a corner here. You've put yourself into a corner, right, the best outcome might be to just come on Willard and Dibbs and say, yeah, we see a role for him. And he signs the QO, the qualifying offer for 7.9. And you run it back. And, you know, every week, hey, Steve, Kuminga only played 21 minutes last night.
I mean,
Steve, did we lose you? Steve?
We're all still having fun. I hope you all can hear that. But my goodness, it's been kind of a frustrating week.
I mean,
a little bit of a frustrating. Like, for those of you know what I mean? Like, here, okay, it's July. Like, shake off those stupid Marlins and White Sox series. Let's get to Arizona and see if you can turn this thing around. Warriors are probably going to, you know, Grandy's going to hit the breaking news. Is something going to happen with the Warriors? What do we got? What do we got? It's Wednesday. You lost Kevon Looney. You haven't won a baseball game yet. You got pass balls and buck balls out there in Arizona. So you got no wins. No free agents, no sign and trades. It's a tough week.
I mean,
it's a tough week.
They picked up the option on Gui Santos. Dub Nation, this is Gui Santos.
Yes, they did.
Hey, Dibs, your picks, they stink.
Yes, they did.
Bay Area, it's Gui Santos here. Hey, Dibs, your picks stink.
You don't like what he says, so you make him sound a little bit more like a rat than he actually sounds. Yeah, it's not.
Damnation.
It's not all squirrely like that. It's just a little. It's not that breathy either. It's not that breathy. It's not.
Dub Nation, this is a Gee Santos. Yeah. Hey, Dibs, your picks are stink.
Bay Area, it's Kevon Looney.
Oh, no.
Hey, Dibs, your picks stink.
Yeah, what are you going to say now? What are you going to do? You're going to hit that guy on the way out the door.
Miss you, Kevon.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't call anymore. You don't call, you don't write.
Dude.
You don't do yoga anymore.
Dab Nation, this is Jonathan Kuminga.
Okay.
Hey, Dibs, your pick stinks.
And I love it because it's a so singular pick.
And he sounds so excited about it like he was going to say. He says, hey, Dibs, as if you're a family member at a reunion.
Yeah. Dab Nation, this is Jonathan Kuminga. Hey, Dibs, your pick stinks.
And it sounds singular like.
Yeah, your pick stinks.
Like week 10, the Thursday night game. I had the Texans laying 3.5 and they lost outright. Yeah, and so he's mad. And so he called in.
Right. I love that one. That's good. You better hold on to that one. He might be a warrior again this year.
My favorite is the generic Dub Nation. This is Andrew Wiggins. That's my favorite.
And that's
currently.
It. Then he leaves.
Dub Nation, it's Andrew Wiggins. You're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah. And see.
I'm doing this because I'm contractually obligated to say these words.
We're sponsored by Honda of Vallejo. 888-957-9570 is the number, and this is Willard and Dibs.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm going to miss you. But on my way out the door,
yeah.
Your pick stinks.
How the hell is this all going to end up? You know what I mean? And by the way, I don't know. Sometimes I feel this way at baseball games when the Giants get a lead, which would be nice if they did that again tonight. Try it again, guys. Who knows? Maybe who's pitching tonight? Roop? Yeah.
Yep.
Atlanta Roop? Okay.
Against Merrill Kelly.
Merrill Kelly. Oh, great. Anyway. Giants get a lead at a baseball game, or let's say a movie. that you're watching and you're like, this is not the greatest movie I've ever seen. You ever get that feeling sometimes with a book? If you're reading a book, you're just like, can we hurry up and get to the end? I'd like to skip ahead and let me know how this one ends. And I very, very much feel that way about the Warriors offseason. I would like to skip a few chapters. I know it's only been 3 days. In free agency, that feels like 3 weeks. This isn't a matter of impatience. I just don't think that this offseason is going to be all that sexy. I don't think that's on the table. They don't have a whole lot of money to spend. They're already a good team. I would like to skip to the end. Whatever it is you're going to do, whoever it is you're going to bring in, let's just do it.
You're getting there.
Let's do it.
As of July 6th, which I believe is Sunday, that's when you can officially put pen to paper on these contracts. Everything that we've reported over the first couple, 2-3 days of free agency, they're all just deals in principle. And you reminded me before of the DeAndre Jordan one where, you know, he was going to, was it Houston?
No, DeAndre Jordan was going to go to the Dallas Mavericks.
Thank you. I knew it was Texas.
Yeah,
and then by the time it came time to put pen to paper, that whole thing had gotten switched up. So that didn't happen. And so we still have time for this to evolve. But I think that, you know, heck, you said by the end of our show Monday, you said that on Friday at Cache Creek when we were having the time of our lives. You said, by the time we get off the air Monday, this thing's going to be done and dusted one way or the other.
That was my plan and hope.
Right, and here we are on your last day of the week on a Wednesday, and the show's over in about 9 minutes, and we're still sitting here waiting, and I'm wondering if it's even going to be done and dusted by the time we get back here on Monday.
How old is America this year?
America? 249, Mark.
249?
Yep.
All right. Will we be starting on year 250 before this thing gets all figured out? In other words, will we get to July 5th? Does this happen before the weekend?
Yeah. It happens tomorrow.
Oh.
When Mark with a K is replaced by Mark with a C for a day.
All right.
And it happens during our show or in the lead up to our show. Because I've willed it to be so. Not that Mark Grandin and I can't spend 4 hours chatting about this, that, and the other, because we can. And he quietly has gotten really good at his job. He gets better and better each and every time he cracks the mic. But I just have a feeling that tomorrow we're going to be talking about a 2-1 loss by the Giants, and we're going to be firing people, and then
get a win tonight. Get a damn win.
Save it for tomorrow.
Win the baseball game. Just win a baseball game.
Yeah.
Against a mediocre opponent.
Just win a game. Somebody said this earlier, and it's like, I don't think that this exists in baseball where you play down to the opponent. Like,
no.
I mean, you got swept by Miami.
Yeah.
You eked out one against the Sox. And then now an Arizona team below you is knocking you around. Yep. I don't think it's because you're playing down to the opponent. You're just bad right now.
No, yeah. They're just in an absolute rut and playing not very cerebral baseball at times.
Yep.
Making mistakes, too many mistakes. I do know a little bit about what you're going to be talking about, though, tomorrow, because less than a minute ago, Mark Grandy sent out a big old fancy tweet.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. He quote tweeted something that Bobby Marks said to us that has been sent out by the show. He quote tweeted it. I'm going to read this for you, Grandy. He says, if I'm the Warriors, I'm all caps, terrified that the following plays out. Kuminga realizes he can't get the contract he wants, which seemingly has already happened. Kuminga has no interest in helping the Warriors. Kuminga signs the $7.9 million qualifying offer. Kuminga becomes an unrestricted free agent next year and walks for nothing. I think you're all caps terrified is like a little bit too much there. I don't know that that's terrifying. Why is that terrifying?
Because they lose an asset for nothing.
Yeah, happens. It happens.
Then their only way to really, one of their few ways to really help the team right now.
Well, that's fair, but I mean, like, I don't know. I guess that I feel like there's so much time between now and then. And Dibs, your response to this scenario a few minutes ago was, well, at least you get another year of Kuminga now.
Yeah, exactly.
You get another year of that asset now. I have no idea how that will go. But, like, there are so many things that could happen between now and then. Good Lord, the Warriors could have traded Jimmy Butler by then. Who knows? Like, if the last 3 days are not a reminder that anything can happen in this league. Oh, and by the way, can we check in on the Shams comment that this is going to be the wildest, the craziest, the almost unbelievable offseason of all time? It's been a little crazy the last 3 days, but I don't know if this is anything that's making me like write notes for the next generation because they missed the offseason of 2025.
I would say that the trade deadline this year was wilder and crazier than the offseason has been so far.
Yeah. Like, what's our tale of the tape? Durant went to Houston. We sort of knew that was happening.
Okay. We knew he was going somewhere, but yeah.
The surprises, I would argue, like Desmond Bane was a surprise, but that's Desmond Bane.
Right. The Lillard, Lillard, the waving of Lillard. Yeah.
Sure.
That was pretty big.
That was surprising. LeBron James opted in. Like, whatever there. The Celtics got rid of some pieces, but I feel like we got to ramp up on that. We were like, Holiday, Porzingis, we heard about that.
Right.
We knew that that was coming.
Kavon to the Pelicans. Yes. Waka, waka, waka. I mean, no disrespect, Kavon, but
yeah.
I don't think that's what Shams was talking about.
No, I'm looking at it right
Pazemski.
Now. Pazemski. And, I mean, the next biggest move, I'd argue, was that Porter Jr. Cam Johnson trade.
Yeah, good call.
And I wouldn't say that we saw that coming, but I'd also say it's not that we didn't see it coming. Like, Porter Jr. and Cam Johnson have been mentioned in trade rumors a lot over
the
last
guys,
year.
You and Mark did a whole show at the deadline about Cam Johnson. And so I don't think that that's been that wild and crazy either. When I heard Shams say that, I was thinking, oh, that's Giannis who gets dealt or, you know.
Twice.
Right. Multiple big guys, you know. That would be wild and crazy. So he overpromised, and so far it has under-delivered, and there's still some stuff that could happen. And again, July 6th is when it all becomes permanent
official.
And real.
Yeah.
So, you know, tomorrow and July 4th and whatnot, we could actually still see some big stuff happening.
Why does it, like, I get it, you know, the schedule is what the schedule is. I don't love that a lot of this stuff breaks on July 4th. July 4th is one of those holidays. You leave the house usually. You might be at a beach, a barbecue, in a swimming pool. You're sort of like, it's a classic, like, leave your phone somewhere else and dial out kind of a day. And so sometimes July 4th will bring a bunch of trades or a major free agent signing, and it will take hours before you even hear about it. I don't love that July 4th. There should be a moratorium just for that day. No news that day.
Yeah.
Save it for Saturday.
I guess. I mean, July 4th is it's a big day for gambling.
Yeah,
especially if you're interested in the hot dog eating contest. Joey's back. Joey Jaws is back. The over-under is 76.5 in 10 minutes.
If there's one thing where you and I could not see it more differently, it is this event.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I think the whole thing it is the grossest thing to watch that you could put on TV.
It is one of the most singular, spectacular sporting events that we have in our country. And I'm glad you're off tomorrow because I'm working through all my channels to see if we can get the GOAT on the show. And
get him on. I can't wait to not interview him.
Right, because you don't.
I don't have anything against him. I do not want to watch other people eat hot dogs. And eating them fast and aggressively is even worse. Dumping buns in water,
three words, Mark.
What are we doing?
Soak the bun. You gots to soak the bun. 76.5 is the over-under, and the under, heavily juiced. So if you think he's going to eat 77... you got a nice little price out there for you now.
Heavily
plus 250.
Juiced, just like Joey. That ought to be the name of your fantasy team this year.
Heavily juiced?
No, soak the bun.
Might be.
Soak the bun.
It's a good early candidate.
Bun soakers. Dibs bun soakers.
Now that's just dirty.
That's your team name.
Soak the bun is much better.
You gotta be careful.
What are we doing next, Randy? What's about to happen?
We're going to change gears a little bit and hear you, along with Steiny and Guru, go crazy about the Giants. During the crossover, right. And then we'll hear Bobby Marks again
after
that. Okay,
Bobby Marks, very, very informative. Make sure you stay tuned. Best of the Game. It's brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. You want to do it again tomorrow?
I do. Do you?
Nah. Kevin Durant.
Wow.
That's why I'm out. For Dibs, for Granny, for Lucas, I'm Mark. Shoot your shot. That's all you got.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
game day, or any day. Your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.